From North State Public Radio, I'm Ken DeVall.
And I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Wednesday, June 24th.
Today, we continue our coverage of Monday's deadly shooting at Chico's Public Library.
We'll take a look at who the victims were,
why authorities believe the shooting could have been even deadlier,
what evidence points to a possible Columbine High School mass shooting connection,
and what's next for the suspect as the case moves into court.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey has identified the two people killed in the shooting as 74-year-old Robert Johnson of Orland, who died at the scene, and 46-year-old Jacob Hull of Chico, who was taken to Enloe Health, where he later died. Honey said preliminary findings indicate both men suffered shotgun wounds. Authorities say both were patrons of the library. NSPR's Claudia Brancard attended a vigil last night where community members gathered to remember the victims.
On a hot summer night, more than 100 people came out to the library to sing, pray, and honor the lives of Jacob Hull and Robert Johnson. Hull was from Chico and 46 years old, and Johnson was from Orland and 74. Robert Morton is the reverend at Oro Vista Baptist Church. He says Chico is the kind of place where
everybody knows everybody, and the circles kind of all mix.
And so Morton says gatherings like this are important for the community to heal.
It's a very sacred place to me.
That's Kimberly Durso Garvey. She lives just a couple blocks from the library. She says it serves as a safe haven.
Some people seek shelter here. It's used as daycare sometimes.
Durso Garvey spoke at the vigil and talked about losing a close family member to gun violence last year. She wants people to realize violence is never the answer.
We all need somebody.
In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Officials say a rapid police response and the suspect's apparent inexperience with the shotgun he used may have prevented even more deaths in Monday's library shooting. Authorities say officers arrived less than 2 minutes after the first 911 call, and Sayer was in custody within 4 minutes. At a press conference yesterday, Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey said the suspect also appeared to be unfamiliar with the firearm.
He did not know how to preload, so he was putting one shell at a time, so that substantially slowed him down. If he had experience with that shot, and it could have been much, much worse.
One victim was shot at the main entrance of the library and the other toward the back of the building. The police say the shotgun was registered in the Sayer family name, and two more firearms were found in the suspect's car.
And investigators are also beginning to piece together what may have motivated Sayer's actions. They now say it appears to have been directly inspired by the Columbine High School mass shooting. Officials say Sayer became immersed in social media content about the 1999 shooting in Colorado. Ramsey says Sayer had spent significant time consuming that material.
Is that the suspect was a fan and a fan for some time of social media involving Columbine-type shootings, the kind of school shootings.
Ramsey said he allegedly wanted to carry out what he described as a copycat attack. FBI Special Agent in Charge Sid Patel said investigators also found what they believe was a reference to Columbine on Sayer's clothing.
He wore a white t-shirt, and a white t-shirt he wrote with black handwritten marker, natural selection. Now, this natural selection, we believe, is in reference to Eric Harris, who is a Columbine shooter, who also had a white t-shirt where his says natural selection.
Police say Sayer had no known connection to the victims.
Meanwhile, additional details about the suspect's background are beginning to emerge. NSPR's Anthony Vasek has more.
The suspect's father, David Sayer, told the San Francisco Chronicle that Bradley mostly lived with his mother. David said his son didn't have many friends and was an honor student on the autism spectrum. He describes him as, quote, smart, shy, and delicate. The father said they spoke just hours before the shooting, and the conversation seemed positive. The father also said there weren't any obvious warning signs. NSPR's news team reviewed footage from Chico High's recent graduation. It shows Bradley shaking hands with a school official before receiving his diploma. As he walks off the stage, he rolls his eyes and shakes his head. It wasn't clear from the video what he may have been reacting to. In Chico, I'm Anthony Vosick.
Lastly, the investigation into the shooting is now turning to the pending court case, the weapons involved, and security. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports that Sayer could be facing more charges.
At this stage, investigators know a lot about what happened inside the library. What they're still trying to nail down is what else the evidence supports. Butte County prosecutors expect two murder charges, but they're also reviewing possible counts of attempted murder. Police say the guns linked to Sayer were registered within his family, and access to those weapons remains a question. County library leaders are also reassessing security. They say they contracted with a private security company for mobile patrols at the Chico branch, but at the time didn't see a need for a standing guard.
County officials say more security is planned at library branches. Sayer's first court appearance is expected tomorrow afternoon.
We'll continue reporting on this story in this podcast on air and online at mynspr.org. If there's something you'd like to know or that you'd like to tell us about its impact on the community, call us at 898-NEWS or email news@mynspr.org.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, June 24th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall.